I'm Rebecca Gibeon, reporting on Daisy's resignation from South L.A. The word of Daisy's resignation spread quickly. Who leads the Los Angeles Unified School District, the second biggest district in the nation, is very important to a community that faces so many educational problems. South L.A. is home to some of the lowest performing schools in California, has one of the highest concentrations of charter schools in the nation, and some of the lowest graduation rates. Take Manual Arts High School. In 2012, Manual Arts had a graduation rate of about 65% and a dropout rate of about 26%. Daisy has been credited with raising graduation rates, and in his first year, Manual Arts' graduation rate did increase by a little over 1%. Manual Arts only scores a 3 out of 10 on the state's unofficial rankings of statewide test scores. Students at Manual Arts have an idea of what the next superintendent should be like.
Someone who has some control over budget, because right now my AP history, my AP US history, the most recent book we have is, I think it was 2007.
That's Nicholas Navario, a student at Manual Arts. He thinks that his school needs a renovation, and he hopes that the new superintendent will help get the budget for that. Senior Andy Serrano also has some ideas for quick fixes that the superintendent can work on.
A better, cleaner restrooms. Okay, I know the food is healthy, but like it kind of tastes better food. And then like not so many classes, because then you get, you know, too much homework. And, it, you know, students don't like that.
Serrano also believes the superintendent should be a good leader.
A good role model, someone that acts like how they say they act.
Former student Martha Anglo has a niece at Manual Arts High. She echoes Serrano's statement. She hopes the future superintendent will work hard for the community.
Whatever he says he's going to do, enforce it. Don't say you're going to do one thing and don't do anything. Don't say you're going to do something and don't give a rat's butt about. If you're going to do it, stick to what you say you're going to do.
Rebecca Gibeon, Annenberg Radio News.